Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Have you ever heard a good story? Do you know what makes a good story? Two things make a story good. It has to be, number one, interesting. And number two, it has to be important. Something can be important, but if it's told in a really boring way, then it's not interesting and it's not a good story. Something can be interesting or even funny, but if it's not important, then it's not a good story. The story of Jesus is both interesting and important. So let's tell others that story today.
I love to tell a story.
Can you say the books of the Bible in one breath? I'm going to try it, and you can try it along with me. Are you ready? Take a big, deep breath, and then we're going to say it together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. How'd you do? Were you able to do it? Oh, well, if you can't, that's okay. Just keep practicing. The more you know it, the easier it'll be and the faster you'll be able to go. Now, we don't want to just learn the books of the Bible just to say it really fast. We want to learn them so that we know how to find Bible verses. But if you can say something really fast correctly, that means that you know it. Hello, boys and girls. Do you remember where we left off last time? We were talking about Judas and how he realized too late that he had betrayed Jesus. We're going to continue on and see what Judas did. What was his response when he realized that things are not working out how I thought they were? This is not going according to plan. Jesus needs to save himself or he's going to die. Let's pray first and then we'll see what happened. Lord, we want to invite your spirit to be with us. We want you to help us to understand and to learn more. In Jesus' name, amen. Judas had finally realized that his plan to force Jesus to free himself, it wasn't working. Instead, Jesus was about to be condemned to die. He was standing there. He had false witnesses coming and saying that he said things that he really didn't say. Suddenly, as the trial was ending, everything was wrapping up. Everyone heard a loud, frantic voice, and they saw a tall man pushing through the crowd. Sweat was running down his face as he shouted, "Don't kill him, Caiaphas! He is innocent! I have betrayed an innocent person. That man was, guess who? Judas. He rushed up to Caiaphas. He threw down the 30 pieces of silver onto the floor. You could hear those coins clanking and clinging as they rolled across the floor. He even grabbed Caiaphas's robe as he pled with him, "Let him go! Let him go free!" The proud, wicked high priest was surprised, and then he was angry. Now everyone knew how they had caught Jesus. They figured it out. Judas betrayed him. What did Caiaphas say as he quickly moved away from Judas? We're going to read it in Matthew chapter 27, verse 3 and 4. Matthew chapter 27, verse 3 and 4. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, right? The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Matthew is that first book in the New Testament. We're going to chapter 27. We finished up 26 last time. Now we're in chapter 27, and we are going to read verse 3 and 4. Matthew chapter 27, verse 3 and 4. If you need more time, pause the recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. Here's what it says.
Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it."
The high priest said, "What is that to me? You go deal with it." In other words, he did not care how Judas was feeling. He did not care that Judas was feeling bad. He was going to move on with the things that he had to do, and Judas could just go deal with his own things on his own. When Judas saw that the council members would not change their minds, he turned and fell at Jesus' feet. He begged him to save himself. But if Jesus saved himself, what would happen? All of us would be lost. There would be no one to take our sins. Jesus looked down at him with great pity. He had already done everything possible to help Judas decide to change his wrong choices. He knew that though Judas was terribly frightened, he still wasn't truly sorry. When I was a teenager, there was a friend that I was not supposed to be with alone. And I enjoyed being with this friend, and I didn't really understand why there was this rule. And so one night, I snuck out, and I went to hang out with this friend. I wasn't supposed to. And I ended up getting caught. I felt awful. I felt so bad. I felt embarrassed. I felt mortified. I was like, ugh, how could I have gotten caught? But you know what? I didn't really feel bad because I had disobeyed, because I had done what was wrong. I felt bad because I got caught. That's kind of how it was for Judas. Judas was very scared. He was very frightened. He couldn't believe that this was happening. But he wasn't sorry that he had betrayed Jesus. And when he saw that it was hopeless, when he saw that he couldn't change what he had done, he turned and rushed from the room. He was crying over and over, "It's too late! It's too late!" The thought of what he had done was too much for him to bear. He couldn't handle it. So let's look at verse 5. Matthew 27, verse 5. What does it say that he did?
Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself.
He went out and hanged himself. He killed himself. He could not handle the thought of living. It was too much to bear. Well, in the end, what did the council do with all those 30 pieces of silver? Because now it was considered blood money. They couldn't use it in the temple. It was like it was dirty. They couldn't use it. So what did they do with it? Let's look at verses 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Matthew 27, verse 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's see what that says.
But the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury because they are the price of blood." And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me."
They bought a field where they buried people. That's what they used the money for. I want you to think back to these two men, Peter and Judas. Peter had done something very wrong. He had denied his Lord. And what ended up happening? How did he react to it? He ran out, rushed away, went to where Jesus had been praying, and he confessed his sins. He was sorry for what he had done. He couldn't believe that he had messed up, but he asked for forgiveness. Now look at Judas. He had betrayed his Lord. In some way, he had denied him. He betrayed Jesus, his friend. And what was his reaction? He went out and he ended up dying. He killed himself because he could not handle the feeling of guilt. There's one big difference between these two men. They both messed up. But the big difference is that Peter felt sorry for what he had done and asked for forgiveness. And God forgave him. Judas did not repent. He did not ask God to forgive him. And it ended up killing him. Boys and girls, we have a choice. When we mess up, when we do things that are wrong, we have a choice to make. We can confess our sins and Jesus will forgive us. And we can accept that and move forward with him. That's what I want to do, don't you? I want Jesus to forgive me for my sins. I want him to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I want him to help me to live like him. Do you want that today? Well, let's pray and ask him to help us. Dear Lord, when we mess up, we ask that you will help us to be sorry for our sins, to ask for forgiveness, and that you have promised that when we ask forgiveness for our sins, you will forgive. Help us to watch and pray that when temptation comes our way, we will stand firm and say no. We love you, Lord. Amen. It's time for our memory verse. Do you know what it is? Have you been learning it? I hope you have. It is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Aren't you glad that we can seek God and his righteousness, and that everything else will be given to us that we need? I'm so thankful for that promise. Let's sing the song together.
Matthew 6:33.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.